It's February 2016 and it's day two. So what do I want to do in 2016? That's really simple. What I'd like to do is start reading again. I've been so busy the last, I would say, maybe ridiculously something like 3-4 years, or maybe even going back 5 years, getting on for 6 years since I became freelance, that I just don't seem to have time to read very often. I used to read every night, but I can't remember the last time I just read for pleasure and not maybe reading for research about something. As I look up from my studio workstation at the minute, which is why it will go a little bit sort of reverby because you're getting the room noise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 books there unread. I think there's another two just there, so 14, 16. And there's at least 5 or 6 in the bedroom. So I reckon I'm about 20 books behind on books that I've been bought and just not read yet. Just not had a chance. There's two actually started there. There's a Henry Blofeld biography, which I seem to be about halfway through. There's Charlie Brooker's The Hell of It, collection of his journalism. Again, that's about halfway through. Three books by Eileen Younghusband, who's a World War II veteran, not a Bletchley veteran, but an RAF veteran. She's written three different biographies, not different, but covering different parts of her life. She had an amazing life. She's a brilliant woman. So, yeah, there's a John le Carré there as well, and a book sent by my most talented, wonderful friend, Stephen Wilson, in LA, from his friend Rob Robarge, called The Cost of Living, which is top of the list to read. I've been very bad. Must read. Bad boy. Bye!